and we celebrate your life this day. And there's a special fellowship time that her son Steve has planned and that all y'all are invited to. So I hope that you would stay and linger and celebrate with us and with Norma this day. I think there's even a tiara over there for you. Yeah, watch out, right? Would love to share a couple of announcements with you. So we are here in the sanctuary this week. We are here in the sanctuary next week. We'll be celebrating communion. But the week after that is our church picnic at Blue Rock Springs Park. So then there will not be worship in this building, but you're invited to bring your own lunch with some extras to share. And the church will provide beverages and games and desserts. So you can come in your shorts and your sun hat and bring your folding chair. We will do worship at the park in a more informal and abbreviated way, and then we will fellowship with one another. There's also a second picnic. This is confusing, right? You get to eat twice. So there's the picnic for CPC and we'll do worship. There's another picnic that we're doing with the Vallejo Islamic Center as well as Heritage and First Presbyterian Churches. That's meant to be a community building event, and that'll be on a Sunday afternoon later in August. So if you go, we just had a picnic and we're having another picnic, I go, uh-huh, we are, because it's August and we're doing picnics. I wanted to show you something. This is a wemmick, and you go, what is a wemmick? So a wemmick is a character in a Max Lucado story called You Are Special. And so this year for Vacation Bible School, all of our children will be making a wemmick and helping to perform alongside their wemmick. So if the wemmick, you know, if the wemmick is going like this, you're going like this. And talking about how God has created and made each one of us special and unique. And that the labels that other people put on us are not the labels that count. The thing that counts is who made you, and that is God. And God made you in love. So, Vacation Bible School is coming up on the week. We're doing Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. And if you are willing to help and support children in learning this message of you are special, we have some work days. Monday the 5th, Tuesday the 6th, Wednesday the 7th. Maybe you want to bring your saw, like George, and help make these puppets. Maybe you can just cut out collage pictures. So we need people who can sit and do small things. We need people who can lift and move things. We need people who can paint sets. And so we're asking for your help with that. We are still accepting registrations for the Performing Arts Camp, and so if you have neighbor friends or grandchildren, students who you think might enjoy this kind of a dramatic co-production, please share this information with them. The last thing I'd say about that is sometimes we've had it where there's like a Vacation Bible School Sunday and we show up this morning and the kids all wear their t-shirts and they share what they learned. Because of where the picnic scheduled this year, we're not going to do that. So if you want to see what our young people have been up to, we invite you to the final show, which will be Saturday night, August 10th at 5 p.m. It'll be short. You know, probably a half an hour or so. We're hoping the youth will make a music video that goes along with it. So we invite you to show up where our young people are showing up. I think that's what I have for announcements. Great. I would invite you then, if you feel comfortable, to rise, and we'll spend some time passing the peace of Christ. May the peace of Christ be with you and also with you. Peace be with you. And my wemmick. Peace be with you. Peace. Peace be with you. And also with you. If you would remain standing and let us join together in our responsive call to worship as written in your bulletin and as printed on the screen. Oh my soul, God has great wonders for us. Words of God are bountiful. The earth is full of God's creation. The hands of God open. We are filled with good and wonderful life. May we rejoice in your works, God of glory. You endure forever in this creation. Sing to God as long as we live. Let us rejoice in God's everlasting blessings.
Join with me in the prayer of confession. Oh God, you have shown us the way to life through your Son, Jesus Christ. We confess that we have elevated the things of this world above you. We have made idols of possessions and people and used your name for causes which are not consistent with you and your purposes. We have permitted our schedules to come first and have not taken the time to worship you. We have not always honored those who guided us in life. We have participated in systems that take life instead of give it. Forgive us, O God, for the many ways we fall short of your glory. Help us to learn to live by your wisdom. Amen. Now receive the assurance of pardon. Hear the good news. This saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might be dead to sin and alive to all that is good. I declare to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Lesson today is Philippians 1, verses 3 through 11, can be found on the screen or on page 196 in your pew Bible. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Christ Jesus for the glory and praise of God. This is the New Testament reading. Thank you.
Old Testament lesson comes from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, and then 22 through 36. In this passage from Proverbs, wisdom gets personified as a woman. So you might imagine a person who is speaking this as you listen to it. Does not wisdom call? And does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand, beside the gates in the front of town, at the entrance of the portal she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all who that live. O simple ones, learn prudence. Acquire intelligence, you who lack it. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right. For my mouth will utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing twisted or crooked in them. They are all straight to one who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her." She continues, "The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle in the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned the sea its limit so that the waters may not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundation of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. And now, my children, listen to me. Happy are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Happy is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But those who miss me injure themselves. Those who hate me love death." Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Please join me in a word of prayer. O Holy Spirit, our advocate, our helper, we need you to help understand the mysteries of your wisdom and how they apply to us today. And so as we look at these words from the Bible, we ask that you would write them onto our hearts in a way that we can understand and live, so that we truly might come to be your living creation, your living word on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're doing sort of an occasional series on wisdom this summer. You might remember if you were here, we talked about wisdom a few weeks ago, and all you had good short things to say, those pieces of wisdom that had gotten passed on to you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Or, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. I needed a reminder on that one. Or even those simple things like, can you remember to turn off the lights if you're not using them? It wasn't hard for us to come by good advice. It's not hidden. So why don't we follow the good advice that's given to us? Or follow what comes out of our own mouths? Have you seen how much easier it is to give out advice than it is to actually apply it to ourselves? And I'm guilty of this as well. Here's the thing about wisdom. It is those small daily choices, right? This is not, what am I supposed to do with the rest of my life? It is, do I hit the snooze button in the morning and make it on time? Or do I get out of bed, right? Do I eat a donut for breakfast or the whole grain Kashi cereal? What do I do when that text message bings in the middle of dinner or while I'm driving in the car? How many cups of coffee should I have today? Do I follow my budget or do I splurge on this because it's on sale? We have that short-term, long-term balance. Long-term, we all know what it takes, right? Eat less, exercise more, save for retirement. But the short-term decisions, those things that we run into day after day, there are so many influences that come at us. There's now an actual job. It's called an influencer. This is part of our digital and social media age, that there are actually people who make money because they're on enough social media pushing this particular fashion or advertising a particular brand because they're so cool that they use it. And so there's also the regular advertising that I'm probably more familiar with, where a soda ad is promising life because it's so refreshing. Or a shampoo ad is promising me life because my hair is going to be so lustrous, right? Full-bodied. Or like the car advertisements on the TV. It's like, wow, this car is going to bring you life because look at the freedom on that outdoorsy road with the sharp curves. We're surrounded by these influencers. But is a soda or a new shampoo or a new car really going to lead you to life? Proverbs, this book of wisdom, says this question about what leads you to life, it is not a new one. And so the woman wisdom who calls out today, she is calling out for you to find life. And she's not calling out from like a hermit and a mountaintop. She's not hiding in a cave or a monastery. It says, if we look at the scripture, she is standing at the crossroads and the gates. Now in Bible times, the crossroads and the gates were the center square of activity. It's where marriages get announced. It's where business contracts are officially agreed upon. It's a physical place in the center of town. I wonder if our modern equivalent might be the financial district or farmer's market or the county seat where there are officials and offices. And this indeed is where wisdom is calling out from. But this indeed is also the place where other voices cry out as well. The other voice that gets contrasted with woman wisdom is woman folly, also known as the strange woman. Because at those same crossroads is also where people call out, including the prostitutes. And so woman wisdom on a way to life is being contrasted with a temptation, with a loud advertising voice. And this woman, folly, is described in chapters 7 as well as a bit later in chapter 8. She's clothed like a prostitute. In verse 7:21, she has seductive speech. The woman, folly, is calling to those who pass by, "You who are simple, turn in here." Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Her speech is smoother than oil. The lips of a loose woman drip with honey. But then it comes with warning. But in the end, she is as bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her steps follow the path to Sheol. And a second warning, but they do not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Sheol is not a place of fire and punishment. It's a place of shadow. It's a place of nothingness and fog and absence of life. And so our Proverbs 8 wise woman is standing just across the street, kitty-corner, cattywampus, I've never figured out how to use that word, right? Cattywampus from this strange woman of folly. And she is just as visible and present in the main center of life and commerce. But her cry is, "My cry is to all who live, learn prudence, acquire intelligence. I will speak the right truths." And then she even gets kind of a bystander. I don't know. Sometimes scripture is funny and it changes point of view. So if you look at verse 11, instead of talking about my instruction is great, all of a sudden it slips to third person. So I imagine there's like somebody else on a different corner going, hey, wisdom over there. Wisdom is better than jewels. All you can desire is not going to compare to her. So then you have wisdom, you have folly, and then you have the bystanders going, go listen to her. But there are also the bystanders who are going, yeah, woman folly over there is kind of fun. Woman wisdom goes on to give her credentials, to say how important she is. She says, remember, I've been around since the beginning. I've been around when creation itself was coming into order. And so then wisdom isn't hiding away. Wisdom is visible and present and available, woven into creation itself. And that God wants to offer this gift of wisdom to human beings. And that it comes with a great deal of delight. That wisdom is rejoicing in the world, delighting in the human race. So if there's wisdom on one corner and folly and this strange woman on the other corner, why do we still have trouble making the choice for wisdom? I think it's in part because we in humans have been given the gift of free will. Wisdom does not force her way upon us. God doesn't force us to love, because if you're forced to love, it isn't love. And so wisdom calls out with an invitation. This invitation to listen to wise instruction. And the invitation also comes with a promise. And that was at the very end of our scripture. The promise that starts at verse 34. Happy or blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. And whoever finds me finds life. Life and obtains favor from the Lord. But those who miss me injure themselves. And all who hate me love death. For wisdom isn't about punishing either, but wisdom saying, you can miss the life that I have to offer. Similarly, we read in the New Testament from Philippians. Philippians is a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote. And you can sense, thank you, Bonnie, for reading that. Where did Bonnie go? With such energy, because Paul is genuinely joyful as he writes to his friends and the church in Philippi. And did you hear his prayer? His prayer is that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless. So wisdom and Paul are not calling for an ascetic, miserable, dull life. I'm kind of glad for that. Jesus came to bring life, life abundant. And that indeed includes joy and fun, love and enthusiasm. God celebrates our life and our enjoyment of it. And so what I think wisdom is asking us to do is to be listening for what brings us fully alive. One way we can do that is to be praying about it. The trick about this is it's ing. You don't just pray once and go, okay, where's the wisdom? It is that ongoing, watching, listening, praying. And one of the ways I believe that praying to seek this wisdom for life is called the prayer of examine. Any of you heard of this? St. Ignatius of Loyola? Oh, cool. We're going to talk about St. Ignatius. So St. Ignatius, he was not one of those people who could sit in the monastery and just pray like this for like 12 hours. And he felt like he wasn't a very good monk. But he was the one who could find God and sense God's presence when he was peeling the potatoes in the kitchen. And he ended up writing about this. And he wrote a book called Practicing the Presence of God. And he was on to the idea that God is present and wanting to be found in our everyday life, in our everyday moments, including washing the dishes, including raking out the garden. I'll probably talk, now that I know you don't know St. Ignatius, we'll talk more about him at another time. But there's another contemporary writer, the Lynn family, Sheila and Dennis Lynn, and they relayed this to modern life and said, here's a way to pray. You stop, and in 5 minutes, you pray and you sit with God and you ask, when did I feel most alive today? If you're the writing down person, you can write these down. I don't know. Margaret's over there taking notes. And the second question is, when did I feel life draining out of me? My confession to you is I got to this point where I was writing my sermon and I was like, oh, darn it. Now I got to preach to myself. Because when I was at Triennium, I was alive. I had a blast. I was joyful. I was talking about God. I'm waving my arms and singing songs about God as my lighthouse. I am meeting people from all over the world. And I got home and I was tired. And it's a good thing to recover. But what I really found myself doing was being in the middle of my iPad playing Spider Solitaire and Two Dots, which for a short amount of time is genuinely relaxing, but when I got to the end of a day and I realized, where did my day go? I realized that it wasn't as renewing for life. It wasn't even as relaxing or restorative. And so then I was like, eh. So I put down the sermon and I put down the iPad and I made myself go outside to my garden. Many of you know I love to garden. And I weeded and I trimmed out the dead flowers that I hadn't been paying attention to because I was at Terranium. And I lost track of time. And I took my husband out to dinner and talked about Terranium and what my experiences were there. And that is where there was way more life for me. So I'm preaching to myself this morning. But I would invite you to also join in that prayer that you might be paying attention to wisdom calling out on the corner. Take a moment and just think, perhaps for you in this last week, what was it that made you feel most alive, most grateful, most giving and receiving love? And then think for a moment, what moment did everything just go, did you just drain all the energy out of you? That's the Sheol. That's the feeling like the shadow lands, right? There's just nothing there. And then the third prayer is, what is God's invitation in all of this? And I believe that invitation is, choose the path that leads to life. And here again, wisdom's promise. Happy are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Happy is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But those who miss me injure themselves, and all who hate me love death. Go forth then and live. Live life abundantly. Amen. Amen.
Come and seek the ways of wisdom.
Thank you.
how we steward our time, our money, the gifts that God has given us. Those are those everyday decisions as well. And God asks us to be wise with our money. Again, that doesn't mean that you give 100% of it away and you have no roof over your head. But God asks us to share out of the abundance of which God has already given us, so that we as a community might have life, as a church community, and that those who are in need may have a fullness of life as well. Let us share with generosity and with wisdom. Thank you for being the source of our very life, and we pray that you would help us live our lives for your will and for our purposes and for the offering that we make to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated. We come now to a time of prayer, a time of celebrating with those who are celebrating, and of walking beside in struggle with those who are struggling. Here are the prayers that have come in this week to the office, as well as the one submitted today. Of course, we are happy to celebrate the 90th birthday of Norma Dundas. Praise God. Donna Nunes wrote that, and Amy Dundas, granddaughter-in-law, celebrate one of the most amazing women I know, Grandma Norma Dundas. She is a great gift in my life. I am blessed and better for having her in my life. Let's see. Norma Sharon is saying, I feel so blessed. I came back from Santa Barbara and Solvang to wonderful cards as the prayer family last week. Thank you. There have been a lot of, there's been a lot of death actually as well, right? Which kind of makes you savor life when you realize that it might come to an end. Kay Gardner's sister passed away on July 21st. So prayers of comfort for her and all who loved your sister. We know that grief doesn't end even when those immediate activities of getting the memorial service done and the obituary written. So continued prayers for Marilyn Major, all who loved her, and Jeff Pribble. Janice Edwards Longtime member here, passed away in Arizona at the age of 895. So she passed away on July 11th, and they had a family memorial for her this last Friday. Prayers for that family as they grieve. Wade Miller, a longtime CPC member, is facing surgery for aorta aneurysms. Thank you. Prayers for successful procedure and healing from Rich and Joan. Myla Javier is asking for prayers for strength and courage as she struggles with rheumatoid arthritis and a lot of pain from that. Amy Dendis is asking that we please pray for strength of character for my husband and myself to be the best parent for his children. Three teenagers. Please pray for Toby, Daniel, and Kyle to seek God, to seek love, and to seek kindness. Jane Sexton lets us know that Marilyn Nichols was taken to the hospital unresponsive this weekend. It seems like she's going to bounce back, but the family wants all the prayers. Thank you. Let us join then in a community of prayer. God of all kindness, you gave your only Son because you loved the world so much. And through your Son, you opened the way to life, abundant life here on earth, and eternal life with you in heaven. We pray for the peace of the world. Move among us by your Spirit. Break down barriers of fear, suspicion, and hatred. Heal the human family of its divisions and unite it with the bonds of justice and peace. We pray that you would grant wisdom to the leaders and those in power who can make those decisions. We pray for our country. Enrich our common life. Strengthen the forces of truth and goodness. Teach us to share prosperity with those whose lives are impoverished, that they may pass from need and despair to life, dignity, and joy. We pray for those who suffer. Surround them with your love. Support them with your strength. Console them with your comfort. And give them hope and a courage beyond themselves. We pray for our families, for those whom we love. Protect them at home. Support them in times of difficulty and anxiety, that they may grow together in mutual love and understanding and rest content in one another. And we pray for the church. Keep us true to the gospel and responsive to the gifts and needs of all. Make known your saving power in Jesus Christ by the witness of our faith, our worship, and our life. Hear us now as we join all these prayers, speaking the words of the Lord's Prayer as Jesus taught, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite you now to rise in body or spirit and join together in our final song, We Will Go Out With Joy.
We will go out with joy.
with joy in the Spirit. Go out with God. Go out with Jesus' grace, God's love, and the company of the Holy Spirit that indeed are with you this day and every day. Amen.